Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Vegas Golden Knights trailed 2-0 in the first, but still took the opener of the Stanley Cup Final 5-4 at Carolina, getting the game winner with under 3.5 minutes to go. The NBA Finals start Wednesday night with the Spurs hosting the Knicks. The Atlanta Falcons gave wide receiver Drake London a 4-year contract extension worth $100 million guaranteed. The Steelers gave linebacker Nick Herbig a 4-year extension. Seahawks pass rusher Derek Hall got a 3-year extension, and the Broncos gave defensive back Patrick Surtain a pay raise. To Major League Baseball, the Reds came back for a 10-inning win over Kansas City 4-3, getting a solo homer in the 8th, a solo homer in the 9th, and then Cincinnati's game-winning single in the bottom of the 10th. Milwaukee won again 8-3 over San Francisco. Kyle Harrison now 7-1. Texas won its 5th in a row. Seattle won its 8th straight. Late-night wins for the Dodgers in Colorado.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7. Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Reporter releases unofficial election night results. Former probation officer sentenced for felony grand theft. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County last night. This was the fourth update overall. In the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes, 51.87% to Jim D'Antona's 48.13%. In District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400 votes, about 52% to Adam Verdin's 48%. In the clerk recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead of both Vanessa Rosso and Gaia Powell with over 60% of the votes. For the statewide races, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra are currently the top two vote-getters for governor. Hilton has 28% of the votes, and Becerra has 25%. The top two vote-getters will advance to the general election in November. Same goes for the U.S. House districts. 19 has Jimmy Panetta leading with 58%. In District 24, Carbajal leads with 52% of the votes, and Bob Smith has 39% of the votes. Carbajal and Panetta have garnered enough votes to advance to the general election. For Insurance Commissioner, Jane Kim and Ben Allen are currently the top two, with 24 and 19% of the votes. Stacey Korsgaden is in third place, with 18% of the votes. In total, for San Luis Obispo County, about 36,000 ballots were counted so far, a 19.8% turnout rate. Former probation officer sentenced to probation for felony grand theft. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced to probation for embezzling over $169,000. Phelan Sierra Rollins, while serving as the treasurer of the San Luis Obispo County Probation Peace Officers Association in 2023 and 2024, repeatedly embezzled funds from the association. Because of her unique role and control over the checking account, debit card, and financial records of the association, her theft went undetected for some time. Rollins pleaded no contest to all nine charges of felony grand theft. Her sentence will be 2 years of felony probation and 270 days in county jail. If she violates the terms of her probation, she faces a maximum of 8 years, 4 months in state prison. District Attorney Dan Dow said, "We are disappointed in this relatively light sentence, but we respect the judge's independence and authority to do so." A Northern Chumash tribe will conduct a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi Open Space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The County Air Pollution Control District says community members can expect to see smoke near the US 101, with some related traffic delays during the cultural burn. The burn is planned for either June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting. If conditions for a burn are not optimal, they may be rescheduled. Indigenous tribes of California conduct cultural burns for the purposes of revitalizing plants, reducing wildfire risk, enhancing habitat, and broadly maintaining indigenous lifeways and ecosystems. The City of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. The project will begin the second phase of modernization and revitalization of the city's public safety infrastructure. It includes a complete rebuild of Fire Station 1, renovations at Fire Station 2, and major upgrades to the police headquarters. The project is funded by the voter-approved Measure D20. Following the ceremony, with remarks from city leadership and the fire and police chiefs, attendees are invited to meet with public safety personnel. Paso Robles High School has named the valedictorian and salutatorian for the class of 2026. Valedictorian for this year is Kingston Anguiano, who earned a weighted GPA of 4.84. Quinn Kobayashi has been named salutatorian with a weighted GPA of 4.81. Anguiano will attend UCLA in the fall, where he plans to study environmental science while pursuing a minor in business. He's been a member of the men's volleyball team, served as student council's senior class secretary, and served all 4 years in leadership. Kobayashi will also attend UCLA and plans to study business economics with a minor in entrepreneurship. Kobayashi served as senior class vice president and competed in the women's soccer team. The graduation ceremony for Paso Robles High School will be this Friday, June 5th, at War Memorial Stadium. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, the Rockies over the Angels 8-2, the Athletics beat the Cubs 2-1, the Brewers over the Giants 8-3, the Phillies beat the Padres 3-2, the Guardians over the Yankees 9-4. Tonight, the Angels will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Phillies, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, updates have been posted for the standoff that was occurring in Bakersfield, California from yesterday afternoon. At about 1 p.m. yesterday, officers were called to a Chase Bank in downtown Bakersfield from a bomb threat. Police arrived and a man had barricaded himself inside the building with several community members, saying he had a bomb strapped to his body. Multiple agencies are still at the scene, two hostages have been released, and police say that the standoff ended at about 4:20 a.m. on today when FBI personnel opened fire, killing the suspect. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan has officially conceded the race for California governor on Tuesday night. Mahan was in sixth place for governor with about 200,000 votes. For the Los Angeles mayoral race, Karen Bass has secured her spot for the general election, garnering 34% of the vote so far. Trailing behind her is Spencer Pratt with about 30.4% of the votes and Nithya Raman with 22.3% of the votes. About 40% remain to be counted. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The New World screwworm has been identified just 25 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. To try to protect American livestock producers, the USDA has taken proactive measures to put a plan in place against the pest. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Dudley Hoskins explains the USDA response.
While we are working around the clock to keep this parasitic pest out of the United States, I want to be clear about what the screwworm is not. The screwworm is not contagious. It does not spread directly from animals to people or from person to person, and the screwworm does not pose a food safety risk. It spreads only when a screwworm fly lays eggs in a wound, not through meat, poultry, or dairy products. It is, however, a serious concern for USDA, our state partners, our producers, and because of the potential disruption it could cause to the U.S. livestock industry if a detection is not quickly identified and treated. That is why, following the confirmation of the 25-mile detection in Coahuila, the Secretary immediately deployed an APHIS strike team to South Texas. That team is on the ground now as part of our unified incident management team with Texas Animal Health Commission, and we will continue to calibrate our footprint in Texas to reflect the latest situation report and what the facts on the ground are telling us.
Again, that's Dudley Hoskins with the USDA.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the Circus Wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is working with Costco Wholesale and county agricultural officials to track down and destroy grapevines that could be infested with invasive glassy-winged sharpshooters. The leaf-hopping insects were found on grapevine shipments sold at select Costco locations in California between April 21st and May 21st. The pest threatens California vineyards because it can spread the bacterium that causes Pierce's disease, which is fatal to grapevines. Counties with Costco locations suspected to have received shipments of potentially infested nursery plants include Merced, Monterey, Napa, Placer, Sacramento, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Sonoma, and other counties. CDFA has asked people who bought grapevines from Costco in affected counties to isolate the plants and contact their local county agriculture department. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. North-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies. Tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-80s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s on Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 88 a week from today. Currently it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Service sector businesses, everything from hairdressers to hotels, were busier last month. The ISM reading for the month was 54.5, stronger than April, and it topped forecasts. However, prices rose in the month. Payroll processing company ADP's report on job growth by private employers for May was stronger than forecast. There were 122,000 new jobs created in May. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Bitcoin has slipped under the $67,000 mark. Macy's shares have turned lower after opening higher. The iconic retailer is reporting an upbeat quarter. And Medtronic, which makes pacemakers and other medical devices, made a larger profit in its quarter. The stock's up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't you Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking.
cooking, Touch of Esso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Esso.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Karen will have on some folks who are going to recap the current results of the election and going forward. So that's all this afternoon. Again, 12:30 till 2, sound off with Karen Vealy here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today we get frustrated because of jurisdictional disputes and lack of communication between law agencies. But today's problems are nothing when compared to what took place in the Old West. Anderson was the leader of an outlaw gang of desperados who robbed and killed near Fort Sill in the Oklahoma Indian Territory. The outlaws avoided the law by going back and forth across the Red River, thereby leaving the jurisdiction of the lawmen chasing them. And because of a lack of jurisdictional agreement between territorial agencies, outlaws operated in virtual immunity. The citizens of Fort Griffin, Texas, became weary of always having to replace their stolen cattle. So they formed a gang of their own called the Tin Hat Brigade, also known as the Fort Griffin Vigilantes. Some of the members of the Tin Hat Brigade were almost as bad as the men they hanged. And speaking of hanging, the Vigilantes caught three of Bill Henderson's gang and hanged them. But this didn't stop Henderson. Right after the hangings, he killed a rancher, stole his horses, and headed for Kansas. This time, the Fort Griffin authorities telegraphed Dodge City about the killing and horse stealing. Bill Henderson and a cohort no sooner arrived in Dodge City when they found themselves locked up in jail. On June 1, 1876, the two men arrived in Albany to stand trial. But within 24 hours, a group of 70 men overtook the jail guards, grabbed Bill Henderson and his friend, escorted them to a tree close enough to the courthouse to give the activity a semblance of legality, and hanged them. The local newspaper noted, "If hanging doesn't put a kibosh on the criminal class, maybe cremation would."
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Junior!
Do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait. The spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch. 1868.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced to probation for embezzling over $169,000. Phelan Sarah Rowland served as treasurer of the association, and her theft went undetected for some time due to her unique control over the organization's finances. She's been sentenced to 270 days in county jail and 2 years felony probation. The county clerk recorder's office released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County last night. In the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes. In District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400. In the clerk recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead with over 60% of votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, clearing up to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The U.S. and Iran have gone on the attack again, and talks to end the conflict continue. On the New York Post Pod Force One podcast, the president saying Iran's leader is directly involved in talks about the war. Plus,
would you like to meet him or meet any of the Iranians in person?
I've never thought of it, actually. It's a very good question. I'll think of it. Yeah, I'd like to meet him. I'd like to meet everybody. I'd like to meet him. We probably will meet at some point, depending on how it all works out.
Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra take the lead in California's governor's race. It'll be settled in November general election. Hilton moments ago on Fox TV LA, blaming his opponent.
It's his party and it's him. It's the Democrat political machine that's been running California and that's given us the highest cost of living in the country, the highest unemployment rate in the country.
America is listening to Fox News.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K-John's Jewelry Company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunny and hot. Highs in the mid-90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. And we'll cool down just a little bit to the low 90s on your Thursday. Heading out to Friday, well, we're going to have temperatures in the mid-80s. Upper 70s on Saturday, mid-70s Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:49 a.m., 8:15 p.m. We're now at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, once again, sound off this afternoon. A little recap of the election, Karen. I think Eric may be in as well. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. And, of course, stream is KPRL.com. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL as we're on the backstretch headed for home. And freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know how it's supposed to work. And, okay, this was weird. I was looking at something and it didn't have on the right page. Let's see here. Good morning. If I stole $200,000 from the probation department, I would have to spend the whole 8 years in jail. Less than a year in jail of that kind of official theft seems like favoritism. Well, remember, they did the no contest, and she did pay the money back. I agree with you, though. I don't care if she paid the money back. She's a thief, and she should serve time, more than 272 days of what it is, and make sure her face and name is planted around the neighborhood so everybody knows what she is. Another one. Sounds like there is a chance that we get a reasonable person in District 2. I forget which, District 2, is that, Chris, that's, Woody, right?
Yeah, that's Woody and Dantona.
Okay, and what was that at, the last you saw?
Woody, 51%, Dantona, 48%, a little less than 400 votes separating them.
Okay, and does it list on the county with a percentage of votes that, well, they don't do the percentage that have been voted, have been counted, do they? No, it's the count, but not the total.
The total would be 182,000, but I think that's the number of registered voters. So
that would be for the county, so he's not getting that.
Right.
Right. All right, well, 51 isn't much, but it's better than a kick in the face. Hopefully he can hang on, and maybe Verdan can make a little bit of a comeback. Verdan, rather. Hi, good morning.
Morning. I don't know if you've talked about this. I've been out. But I voted yesterday in person, and you sign on the little pad thing. It doesn't look anything at all like your signature. So if you mail it in, it takes so long because they have to verify signatures. Well, when I showed them my scrawl on the little screen, they said, oh, it doesn't matter, just as long as there's something in that space. Okay, so I could have voted for my husband. I could have just said my dad wanted a boy and that's my name. I mean, I know California is bad, but I don't know, maybe Darsha can answer this. How does this work?
Now, when you say you could have voted for your husband, but are you referring to your signature or the boxes or the circles that you filled in?
No, the signature.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything putting your signature there. They don't know who I am.
Right, because they don't ask for identification.
Right, right. Mm. That's why I say I could have voted for my husband.
Oh, okay. Now I understand that part.
Or a neighbor or anybody.
Where specifically did you go?
To the event center.
Okay. I can't answer that question because I haven't come across any of those situations when I do vote. So,
yeah.
Well, Darcy will be in on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. 238-5775-238-KPRL.
To answer the question about District 2, the total number of voters in District 2 is 32,000, according to this sheet. So they've reported about 7,000 so far.
Well, I wonder what, and they won't have this, but I'm, you know, just a curiosity. So 32,000 are eligible to vote in that district?
Yes.
And 7,000 have been counted?
Yes.
All right, then the question would be, okay, how many people are going to vote? And, how many are maybe outstanding? I don't know if they...
Remains to be seen.
Yeah. God, this 45 days or 30 days of voting is just absolute nonsense. All right, let's see here. We got some information regarding the new cameras at Heritage Ranch. Oh, boy, here we go. Heritage Ranch has implemented an upgraded camera system to enhance security and monitoring within the community. This system includes Flock Safety Automatic License Plate Recognition Cameras. It's ALPR. Objection to the use of this camera system is not confined to Heritage Ranch, but is countrywide, and some states have outlawed them for the following reasons. These ALPRs are AI-powered cameras that capture and analyze images of all passing vehicles, storing details like your car's location, date, and time. They also capture your car's make, model, color, and identifying features such as dents, roof racks, and bumper stickers, often turning these into searchable data points. These cameras are now at some key locations in Paso Robles. Okay. And it says you can find them at the following link. So I went to that following link, and it says, welcome to DFLOC. Okay, so there are, according to this, over 100,000 of these in the United States of America. 68 cities have rejected these. And... these systems are marketed as indispensable tools to indispensable tools to fight crime, but they ignore the powerful tools police already have to track criminals, such as cell phone location data, creating a loophole that doesn't require a warrant. Okay, so the dangers of these ALPRs. It tracks your movements and stores your data for long periods of time, creating a detailed record of your location history. Data from these has led to wrongful arrest, profiling, and stalking ex-partners by police officers, and there is no substantial evidence that these effectively prevent crime, despite Flock's unethical attempts to prove otherwise. They are a serious risk to your privacy and civil liberties, according to this. These systems continuously record your movements without a warrant, probable cause, or even reasonable suspicion. Your driving history is rarely confined to the town or city where the cameras are installed. It's typically shared with thousands of other agencies nationwide, secretly. Once the data is out of your community, you have no control over how
it's used or what rules apply, leading to instances of misuse. From my recollection, I think I saw or read that these cameras, the ones at Heritage Ranch, the people were told, again, I think, that they would not keep the information for a long time and it would not be passed along. I think I heard or read that. I'm not sure, but just because somebody tells you that doesn't mean that that is the case. Okay. All right, let's see here. Another one. Let's not forget a drunk high school principal involved in a hit and run was fired. She got health care up till the next month and $40,000. Yes, that was also at the high school. How can we forget? And particularly that there were some in the district that knew she had a problem for quite a while. There is some talk that even the person that hired her knew that she had past problems with drinking, that she had a record. But what the heck, hire her anyway, because it looks good. And then ask for $405 million. All right, let's see. What else do we have out there? This is 8 bills related to license to kill advance in the legislature here in the state of California. How about that? About half of the 17 laws proposed this year to take on California's epidemic, is what it says, of dangerous driving remains alive in the legislature after initial wave of political hearings and key votes in Sacramento. Now, there are 8 remaining bills that move on to the opposite house on the state, a jump that has previously proved difficult for similar measures. Crash victims, families, and lawmakers want to see tougher consequences for dangerous driving, and often deadly. And there has been some issues regarding the DMV not being notified of people who have killed people in car crashes and their license not being suspended or even removed. We talked about that probably about six months ago. Progressive groups like the ACLU, they want more emphasis on road design and other traffic calming measures. You know, I wonder about road design sometimes. Could there be a possible issue of people driving in this state and they can't read the road signs because it's in English? Is there a possibility that exists? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, on YouTube, they have videos of people leading the police on high-speed chases through towns and blowing red lights and stuff like that. And when they finally get them pulled over, they give them, like, you know, evading. They give them, like, 6 months in jail or maybe a year or two. And I'm thinking, my gosh, why are they allowed out of jail ever?
For putting not only the police but also the public in danger.
Literally thousands of people. Some of them. I mean, gosh, they're, you know, like I said, blowing past cars and red lights and stuff. I mean, that's literally putting thousands of people in danger of their lives. Not anything could happen.
Yep. That's true. Well, I know.
Throw in the habitual drunk.
Well, I was going to say.
Throw in the habitual.
What I was going to say is in some cases that they stop the chase.
Oh, yeah. They do that. And, you know, most like Arkansas and stuff, they keep going. So that's where most of them come from. What I was going to say also is, what about the habitual drunk driver? Oh, we're going to take away their license. Oh, like that's going to stop them.
Yeah, it's not going to stop.
You know, on the third DUI, why on the third DUI? Sorry, you're done.
Well, the problem with that is they can still drive.
They can put them in jail, cut their arms off. I mean, for crying out loud. They've proven they're not fit to be members of society.
Okay, because I came across that several years ago. And I was naive and I was taken because the person told me that, I don't have my driver's license anymore. It was his second or third drunk driving. And I said, well, okay. Yeah. But he ended up still driving because he had his license. The DMV didn't take it. It was, you know, again, I had never experienced this with anybody. So, you know, I'm kind of, again, I was being naive and looking back, I was stupid not to follow up, is that he, you know, promised or, you know, showed me something that said that you can't, you know, you can't drive, but he didn't have to surrender his license. And then when I finally realized that I was lied to and had to get, you know, say goodbye to this person, I thought, if that's true, that is dumber than heck. You just say, be a good little boy. You can keep your license, but you're not supposed to drive.
Yeah, well, it's like everything else. If it happened to me, somehow I'd end up in jail forever. You know, I'd be the one they threw the book at. I just know it. I'm scared to death of driving drunk. I have walked home many times, less than a mile, and left my car overnight. You know, just, no, I ain't doing it.
Right. Well, matter of fact, I sometimes I get a kick out of when I'm driving into to the station on Saturday mornings when I go past the bar, the Elkhorn in San Miguel. I'll see about two or three cars that are parked across the street there on the dirt. And I smile a little bit, but then I also think, well, somebody took them home or they were smart enough not to drive.
Yeah, well, I say if I live in San Miguel, I don't drink much. I don't drink much anymore, but that would have been me.
Yeah, or they got lucky. One of the others.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. That wouldn't be me very often either. So.
All right. Well, you can only wish or hope. All right.
Hey, good enough. Hey, thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Let's see here on the email. Graduation spectator requirements. This was just posted. Security procedures and requirements for the Paso Robles High School graduation. Boy, things have changed. Metal detectors. Let me see, clear or size requirements for handbags, no balloons, signs, etc. So they have this, and it was sent to me. Hydration and weather. June in Paso Robles can be hot and sunny. Bring sunscreen, bring unopened factory-sealed water bottles or empty refillable water bottles. Arrive prepared for warm weather. Okay, I understand that they're doing the hydration. And this is meant for the guests, but this sounds like this is for children. Let's see here. Do not bring ice chest or coolers, outside food or beverages, glass bottles, refillable water bottles containing liquid, any beverage container that is not factory sealed. All graduate staff and guests must pass through metal detectors upon entry. Ceremony etiquette. Remain in your designated seating area throughout the ceremony. Artificial sound makers are not permitted. Please be respectful of those around you and to everyone. Backpacks, purses, and other non-clear bags are prohibited. Diaper bags and medical equipment are permitted, but will be searched. Okay. Can't bring umbrellas, refill water, hydration, and so forth and so on. Chris, I forget, was there any incidents at your graduation?
No, there were no incidents at my graduation.
Nobody being rude?
No.
Balloons let loose?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because it was Mylar balloon was let loose, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 4 or 5, and it did tremendous damage. People, if you remember, it fried out our phone system and never found out who did it because I'd like to have had them pay for the damage. Okay, there it is. Security screening procedures, the clear bag. Well, you know, life has just become more complicated. I mean, think about this. In today's world, we have to have metal detectors at high school graduation. Now, is that because of conservatism or liberalism? What do you think, folks? You have a guest? All graduates, staff, and guests will be required. Okay, you got that one again there on this. So this is the world we live in. I guess if you grow up in this world, it's no big deal, but it's just a shame. Let me see. Air horns, whistles, noise makers, fireworks. I don't know why. I just, when I saw the fireworks, I can just picture something like when the, I don't know, they usually have, what, Chris, the principal or the superintendent give up and bore everybody with a speech? Don't they at these things?
I don't remember.
Because you weren't paying attention, right?
No, because it was almost 10 years ago.
Okay. I don't remember, but somebody's, you know, go out and do whatever and, okay, let's get out of here. This is a waste of my time. Our time. Nobody wanted to listen to it. But I don't know why. But I think it'd be funny as hell is when one of these windbags gets up there and starts going on and somebody, not trying to hurt anybody, just fires up an M80. All right, but you don't want to do that there. So no, it's dangerous and so forth and so on. So I never said that. Okay, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left. What was on the, sounds like, oh, no, that's not it. I thought that was another text that came in. All right, let's see what happened on Today in History since we have a couple of minutes left here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. All right, let's see. The first American to walk in space, Ed White. That was in 1965 on this day. If you remember Ed White, he was in that disaster in 1967 when him and two other, they died in the spacecraft. Remember, it caught on fire. That was terrible, terrible. Also on this day, the famous poem, Casey at the Bat, in 1888. The great auk goes extinct. The last pair of the great auks are killed. This was on an island off Iceland. That happened in 1844. It's a shame. Also on this day, let's see here, first baseball team to wear uniforms. The New York Knickerbockers became the first team to wear uniforms. And back in the day, they were those old, heavy cotton things. Well, that was, I guess, the only, I'm assuming the only thing, kind of like what the folks there in the Civil War had to wear in those hot summers. It was terrible with those. But the Knickerbockers, which obviously no team is called the Knickerbockers in New York except for the New York Knicks or the Knickerbockers, which is a basketball team. Okay. The New York Knickerbockers, you know, you had the Highlanders and the Yankees and the Giants, and then you had the Brooklyn Dodgers, and there were various names. Matter of fact, if you ever have nothing better to do, go back and look at the original names for many of the baseball teams. They weren't as, you know, it's like there was always something before. I think in almost every single of the original teams, so... All right, also, I missed one. Andy Warhol, remember him? He was shot on this day in 1968. It was at a art critic he was meeting with. I don't know. Oh, this lady believes that Warhol was trying to steal her manuscript. So I don't know what happened to her. And Andy Warhol, I guess, what was that? Was it the ketchup bottle that he was famous for or the soup can? I forget which. Anyway, he became very famous in the late 60s and early 70s, and I don't know whatever happened to him. All right, that's it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project on Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. The project will begin the second phase of modernization and revitalization of the city's public safety infrastructure. A Northern Chumash tribe will conduct a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi open space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The County Air Pollution Control District says community members can expect to see smoke near the US 101. The burn is planned for June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy this morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, it's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off. Karen, I think Eric's going to be in. They're going to recap the election and the latest results. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice.
Stay cool and don't forget, hydrate the animals. All right. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.